729, this is Radio 2000, 97.2, 200 nationwide. You are listening to Talk on 2000. So yesterday, 11 people were shot dead in KwaZulu-Natal while traveling in a taxi from a funeral back to Johannesburg. Police are now investigating the matter as an incident of taxi violence. The victims were allegedly from a taxi association here in Gauteng and had gone to KZN to attend the funeral of one of their members. To speak to us more about what is being done to solve this heinous crime, we're joined on the line by the spokesperson of the South African Police Service, Brigadier Vishnaidu. Brigadier, good evening. Thank you for your time. What can you confirm about what you've been able to uncover thus far regarding this incident?
A very good evening to you, KG, and thank you for this opportunity. Well, right now, KG, we are in a very early stages of our investigation. This incident happened on Saturday night, as you rightfully said, where 11 people have been killed. The National Commissioner has ordered the implementation of a 72-hour activation plan, which entails various disciplines of the police getting together and working intensively to uncover what has happened, to trace the suspects, and to have them apprehended as soon as possible. This is an activation plan that we've put to the test before, during the or after the Ngobo massacre, where police officers were killed, and then with the recent spate of attempted cash in transit heists, as well as cash in transit heists, within the 72-hour period, we were able to arrest or apprehend the suspects that were involved. So this 72 hours is not a deadline. It's basically a time to highlight that this is a critical period of the investigation, because the longer an investigation takes, the more difficult it becomes to investigate. So the teams from Gauteng as well as KwaZulu-Natal are working very closely together. And of course, we're also relying on intelligence and information from the public to help us in our efforts to solve this crime.
You believe this incident is related to taxi violence. Speak to me more on this.
Well, we definitely cannot rule out that possibility. If you look at the fact that these passengers that were attacked, or should I say victims that were attacked, they were returning from a funeral of a taxi boss that was murdered here in Gauteng. They were majority taxi drivers. Actually, from the 17 passengers, only 3 of them were mechanics. The rest were all taxi operators. So we cannot rule out that possibility that this may be linked to the taxi violence in Gauteng. But we cannot only concentrate on that motive. We also have to allow the investigations to lead us wherever the investigations take us. Also, in terms of our investigation, we cannot just confine it to KwaZulu-Natal. We also therefore roped in the Gauteng team to come on board and to assist, or rather not to assist, but to form part of the bigger investigation.
Yeah. I mean, what are you now going forward going to do to ensure that taxi violence is resolved in communities? Because as I said earlier, before my introduction, that video of that taxi with bullet holes riddled in it is a scary image to see. Clearly, there's a big, big problem.
Very, very scary image indeed, KG. You see, the thing is, with this taxi industry, while we as the SAPS, we have a constitutional obligation to ensure that people are and feel safe in this country. And we as an organization, together with our stakeholders, will make sure that we do everything in our power to ensure that. We still feel that the taxi association, communities, both people of society as well as business communities, we all need to come together. We need to we need to understand and realize that this country, our democracy, was built on negotiations, was built on tolerance, was built on accommodating each other. So, now for people to kill each other in this fashion is totally unacceptable. So we're calling on the communities that were affected by this, that is the taxi industry, the communities where these victims emerged from. We're calling for them to be calm, to be cooperative in terms of our investigation, and also to start entering into negotiations and discussions rather than resorting to this kind of unacceptable violence that we're seeing.
You may have answered earlier, maybe I didn't hear. Have there been any arrests since this happened on Saturday night?
No. There haven't been any arrests yet. As I said, our investigations are still continuing, and with the primary objective of effecting arrests.
Yeah. Our communities and even members of taxi associations, Brigadier, including maybe Santaco, coming forth to assist you in your current investigation on this one?
Well, remember, especially with the Department of Transport and also, you know, in the different provinces, there is the Department of Transport, Community Safety and Liaison, which is both police and transport linked together. There's a lot of effort being put by the MECs in the respective provinces, also at national level, Minister of Police, the National Commissioner. We are also in discussion with them, not from now, but on many platforms. If you look at also the security industry, we in discussions with them, and we're asking that they cooperate with us, and they must make sure that their subscribers from the different associations, they must, rather encourage them to enter into negotiations and to be tolerant of one another and to accept whatever the disputes they might have. They must just come to an understanding and not resort to any form of violence. So these associations are in discussions with us. We have always been in discussion with them because the taxi industry is a massive industry. In fact, the greater majority of our country rely on the taxi industry for the economic development of this country.
Yeah. What's the general success rate as we round off our discussion, Brigadier, in other taxi violence incidences that have occurred in the past months?
Well, the success rate, I can't give you a percentage right now, but it has been, it's been quite significant, if I may say so. But remember, this taxi violence, it flares up in one province or in one area of a province. Then the matter is resolved. Then you find, for the similar reasons, more often than not, it's the dispute on routes, Then it flares up in another part, in another province. So it's just, sporadic. And then we arrest people that are involved in the violence in the one incident, and then you find the next incident happening. We conduct investigations there, and then, we effect arrests and so forth. So, but the success rate in terms of our reactive capacity is been relatively good. But I think the most important thing here is for us to come together, all of us to come together, to find ways and means to prevent this from happening. It's senseless having people being killed and then we investigate and we arrest the perpetrators, put them behind bars. It's not going to bring those lives back. There's food taken off the tables of hundreds of families. We can't have that situation continue.
We'll leave it here, and thank you very much for your time. Good luck with the investigations. Thank you, Brigadier.
Thank you, once
thank
again.
Thank you. Brigadier Vish Naidu from the South African Police Service open line. It will be 089-110-2000. We can talk about these top stories, whether or not you followed the outcomes of the PEC.